Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office Sleepy Time Podcast. I'm excited to dive into the injury today. Now, I think amongst the episodes there are many iconic moments, and this one truly, truly has that moment. So, this is Season 2, Episode 12. Aired on January 12th, 2006, directed by Bryden Gordon and written by Mindy Kaling, who of course plays Kelly. So while we're all settled in and ready to go to sleep, let's make sure we have our sleep timer set. Let's make sure we are forgetting about the stresses of the day. And just thinking about relaxing to one of the great television shows of a generation and the characters that we all know and love. So let's get started right now with the injury. We start off with, everybody just talking and chit-chatting. Pam answers the phone, the classic Dunder Mifflin, this is Pam. And Michael is shouting into the phone that he is injured, and she asks if he wants her to call an ambulance, and he says no, pick her up. And then Jim reaches over and puts the phone on speaker, and everybody in the office is paying attention. He says he burned his foot very badly on a foreman grill, and he needs someone to bring him into work. Now the whole office is collecting around the phone. And this is one of the great talking heads too, is, you know, he likes to wake up with the smell of bacon, but he doesn't have a butler, so sue me. He lays him out on his grill at night. When he wakes up, he plugs in the grill, goes back to sleep, then he wakes up to the smell of crackling bacon. And clearly this morning, he got up and he stepped on the foot and clamped it. And he's now asking Pam to come pick him up. And nobody is offering. He wants Ryan specifically. And yeah, everybody's now collected except for Dwight. And Dwight is coming now out of the kitchen, like bathroom area. He's very upset as what is going on. And now Dwight, very concerned, grabs his keys, runs out the door. Pam wants to know why he didn't call his girlfriend. And he admits to making up the girlfriend. And you hear, like, in the background a crash. And that is, of course, Dwight crashing into a telephone pole, hitting his head. And then he throws up on the back of the car. And then he climbs back in and still drives away, leaving his bumper behind. Michael, still on the phone, says, hey, please don't send Dwight. There are a lot of great cold opens, but that's an amazing one. And actually, not a lot of the cold opens end up tying into the rest of the show in the way that this is. Like, this is a critical plot point happening right in the beginning of the show. But so good. So now we're ending here. We got the office sign, and we're back. We got Michael hobbling in to the office on his crutches. His foot is wrapped up in like bubble wrap, like the mailing stuff. And we have Dwight carrying pillows and blankets. And Michael had missed two conference calls. And then Jim is popping the bubbles on Michael's foot. Your foot. Oh my. So now we have Michael sitting in the office. Dwight using a little portable fan on his foot to cool it off. Michael wants to know why she didn't come pick him up for being your friend. And her job is being his friend. Now Michael is saying he doesn't want any special treatment. And in this scene is when you first start to get the glimpse that something is seriously wrong with Dwight. And she offers some aspirin. I'm sitting here with a bloody stump of a foot that is so good. Dwight is talking to Pam and just stops mid-sentence. And they're both kind of confused. And, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Pam confused, and now we have Dwight naming a folder on his desktop. Just Dwight, 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 over and over and over again. And, now we have Michael on a couch in the conference room, laying down. He sent Ryan to get rotisserie chicken, dark meat and rotisserie chicken. Just like all kinds of weird stuff. And then now we're back at the reception here, and Dwight recognizes that Pam has a Prism DuroSport, saying that they're better than iPods because they're chunkier and more durable. And now Dwight is offering to show Pam a website that has a Russian... It's a Russian website that has songs for 2 cents each. But all the songs are in Russian. And then he says, just kidding. And now they're like kind of goofy with each other. And then calls her Pan. Like a baking pan. Michael's still laying in the conference room, calling Pam's name. He then gets on the phone. He's under a blanket, and like his shirt is unbuttoned, and he's just really playing it up. He calls her and said, I need you to rub butter on my foot. Please, I have country crock. Oh my god. Now he's calling Ryan and hitting the window with his crutch. And then there's a, now we're back at reception. Dwight puts a gel case on her Prism DuroSport. And says it makes it unbreakable. As she throws it, he plays a joke on her, saying it's not broken. Man, I remember the days of iPods. Every new iPod. Jim says, I guess Pam and Dwight are friends now. And then her talking head, she says, oh, and Dwight is my friend. Now Michael's in the conference room on the phone with his mother, saying he doesn't want to call Jan because she'll make a fuss. And then, apparently, Pam is talking to her. Now we're in the vending machines back in the kitchen. And Dwight says to Angela, you like candy? Because you're sweeter than candy. Now Angela, he hits her in the butt, and Angela hits him to go away. Now we're in the kitchen. Michael... Oh, he's in sweatpants. And he's trying to open the door with his crutches. And then Ryan opens it for him. He goes into the bathroom, hobbles right in. Now Toby and Ryan stand in the kitchen talking about a cheese sticks. And Michael falls in the bathroom. Toby asks him what happens. He fell off the toilet. He's caught between the toilet and the wall. He says, what do you need? He doesn't want Toby. He wants Pam. Bring a wet towel. Ryan is dead. Oh my. Toby says, you only grilled your foot. And now there's a water splash. Toby kind of walks away, smirking here. Now we have Pam highlighting some papers. And Jim comes over in his cream-colored shirt and brown tie. They're trying to decide if Dwight is actually acting weird. Do you know what it's like to be disabled? And Phyllis says she had scoliosis as a girl. Not a woman's trouble. Creed was in an iron lung. Oh my god. He's the only one here with a legitimate disability, but Stanley has had his fair share of obstacles. What does this look like to you, Stanley? Mailboxes, etc. Why is it bubble wrap? It's so good. Oh my, that's going to be my catchphrase as I talk here. So now we have Michael walking, hobbling, I should say, back to his office. And he wants to know if you would leave Stevie Wonder on the floor of that bathroom. Conference room, everybody's in there. Dwight looks at Creed and says, Dad? Now we're back in the conference room, waiting for a special guest, and we have pictures on the wall. We have Forrest Gump. Oh, FDR, yeah. Why is Tom Hanks on the wall twice? Forrest Gump and Philadelphia AIDS. But it's a picture from Big. Just the way that they perfectly encapsulate, like, even just Michael's character, the fact that he put up those pictures, one of them is incorrect. Oh my god. Stanley is doing a crossword puzzle. And then we have a special guest come in. And he said, he was late. Somebody parked in the handicap spot. Billy Merchant is the property manager. And he's, of course, in a wheelchair. He said he didn't mean to come by. And Michael is trying to use him as an example. Saying he's in a wheelchair. How long does it take you to brush your teeth in the morning? 30 seconds is 3 times longer than Michael. 2 minutes, guys. You gotta brush those teeth for 2 minutes. Maybe I should talk through your routine at night. You gotta make sure you floss and brush your teeth. There's a little bit of a disagreement in the house about the order of which those go in. I believe, and I'd like to hear from a dentist, that it's gotta be floss, then brush, because you get the food bits out of the teeth, and then you brush them all away and like really clean them out, and then mouthwash is good. I can see the argument that you'd want to brush. Floss gets the stuff the brush missed, and then mouthwash, but I think it's got to be floss, brush, mouthwash. As I was on that tangent, Dwight holds up his hand and doesn't realize his hand is up. And now Michael wants to know if he was on board on 4th of July. He asked Jim what's wrong with that guy. And he said the moon face guy that crashed into the pole, he looks like he has a concussion. And Jim doesn't seem too surprised by that. And now we have Brian bringing pudding cups. And he had to go somewhere far. The gas station in Carbondale did not have fresh yams. Snack pack. I would eat a snack pack right now. Snack pack pudding. That is good stuff. Now we got Dwight is now really looking a little worse for the wear. And it shows Ryan ground up a bunch of aspirin and put it in the snack pack. He says he can really see the blood pulsing through his veins. Just as Dwight falls over. And Angela says, you're his emergency contact. You should go with him. And Dwight says he wants Michael to take him. Meredith offers they can take the van. Jim drives Meredith's van for Dwight with Michael. And Dwight is full blown concussed right now. Michael sprays him in the face with some water. He's gonna go to the hospital. Pam says goodbye because it's gonna be different. Oh, Pam, you're adorable. And they're all heading out. Michael calls shotgun. The rules of shotgun are very simple and very clear. And he explained shotgun. And it's Meredith's minivan. This van has to be from the late 80s. Early, this is like a 1991. I don't even know what brand it is. I can't tell. Chuck E. Cheese. I'm so sick of Chuck E. Cheese. We got Jim. Dwight found alcohol under the seat. He gets sprayed in the face. I don't work in this van. So now they're arguing while driving over. Dwight drinking and Jim is using a spray bottle on both Michael and Dwight. Dwight, what is your middle name? Danger. And Jim knows that it's Kurt. He said he's sad that he knows that. And what do you... I wrote bringing someone to the hospital. You know what, Jim? This isn't about me anymore. And Dwight. Dwight is not looking good. Now we're getting checked out by the doctor. Doctor, what is more serious, a foot injury or a head injury? And the doctor says it's a head injury. And Dwight is going to get a CAT scan. Michael wants to know if he can put his foot in the CAT scan. And if the skin looks red or swollen, that's what she said. So now they can't do any metal or equipment in the CT scan room. And they can't. Michael's trying to get out of it. Dwight wants him to come with him. Of course. And Michael leaves his crutches, takes off his microphone, and this is one of the few times like the sound cuts out. Like they use the documentary format in an interesting way. Jim calls back to the office and chats with Pam on his little flip phone there. Jim has a flip phone deep into the series, like way past when it should have. He should have switched. And so now, Angela is caught talking to Pam. And, Angela's caught listening in on the conversation. Clearly she's worried. And Pam says, "Oh, you know, Oscar, Dwight's gonna be okay. Really simple treatment," as Angela listens in. Very nice of her. Now we're looking back at Dwight in the CAT scan. And Michael is trying to put his foot into the machine. She says, "Stop that." Oh, that's a good one. Mindy Kaling. I should make more notes on which writers have more standout episodes. That's really interesting. Because I know there's, you know, some of the ones we've already done, BJ Novak was a writer. And as we go on in the series, I know that, you know, Paul Lieberstein writes a lot of them, BJ Novak, Mindy Kaling, amongst, you know, other writers of the episode. And of course, all of the writers contribute to each of the episodes. It's just one head writer per episode that really handles a majority of the script, and then they all punch it up. Those are stories for other podcasts another day. So right now should be about the end of the episode for everybody. I mean, clearly it is. I'm wrapping things up. But hopefully everybody is well-rested, relaxed, asleep, and your sleep timers will be shutting off the episode now. Appreciate you listening as always from Scranton, Pennsylvania. This has been a Great Scott production.